Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who Sucks Less is on the way, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
From our question, guys. Afternoon, back in our hometown of Decatur, Illinois, had 3 days of extremely bad weather, torrential rain, and 3 days of tornadoes. I'm standing outside watching the sky grow dark and darker. Then it turned a very eerie green stormy sky that I'd never seen before. Sirens started going off all around us. We knew there was a tornado close, but I wanted to stand outside and look for it and take pictures. My wife, two daughters, and my mother, they were home with us. When the trees started to almost split from the wind and there was debris everywhere flying in the air, I sent my family to the basement, but I remained outside. Then debris started landing on my house. Then I decided it was time to go in to the basement. 45 minutes later, all calm, went to look outside, trees down, power lines down, debris from the shopping center in our yard. I really just wanted to see the twister, but I knew it was time to go into cover. We all made it through the storm. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. As we move on to the birthdays, guys, happy birthday, Ken from Tacoma. Glad you did better than me. Love, Nikki, your birthday twin from Beat Migs this morning. Call me. Dealer's choice there on the birthday wish.
Your girl and your Johnson.
Uh-oh, look up.
Please clap.
Now on the flip side. Guys, please wish our beautiful daughter, Nikki, a.k.a. DBFWV, a happy 35th revolution around the big yellow ball of gas. No need to worry about a spanking. She got one from Steve on Beat Migs this morning. So proud of her accomplishments, especially raising a 13-year-old son on her own. She would love to hear an uh-oh lookout, an owl hitting the window, your penis is too small, and the dirty Germans talking dirty. Thanks, guys. Love the show from Dad and JJ.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, for your birthday tonight, what we're going to do, instead of going by Nikki, although to be sticky Nikki when we are done, we're going to come up with our own reasons why they call you DBFWVP. I figured out at least four of the letters already.
Yeah, who was that from?
This one is from Mike.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. I wasn't sure, but that many letters means you pretty much DTF for anything.
Yeah, I was going to say that covers every thumbnail and every porn site.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I don't even know if I'm into that.
That's why I didn't read the whole thing, because I was afraid I was going to get into trouble.
What are you piecing together there?
Something involving little people in West Virginia.
Here we see. My guess would be damn best friend.
With privileges?
I like where your head's at.
Without
privileges.
Gonads?
Without coneheads.
Gonads.
Oh, gonads. I think you nailed it. It's got to be.
Oh, Jesus. No. That's from her dad.
Oh God!
Well,
he's got gonads in.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. That's what I thought it said, please wish our beautiful daughter, Nikki. All right, so then it doesn't mean it's something dirty.
We hope.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah. Well, they wanted dirty. Hello, Hobbitolas. Please wish my hardworking and handsome husband, Dennis, a very happy birthday. How about a fish sandwich montage, a little Johnson jingle, and the turtles having sex? Love the show, and sure do love him. Thanks, guys. That from Danielle.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
I have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar. On the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Maybe
some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. To you.
Yaws a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. We've got a couple locations here where you can find the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Now available in over 1,300 locations in the Pacific Northwest.
That is insane to me.
You want here, it says, hola, my name is Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
I run Whiskey West in West Seattle.
Oh.
You ever been to Whiskey West, Ted?
I have not, but I know VD. That's like his spot.
Yeah. That sounds like exactly where he would want to be, Whiskey West.
So we should thank him. He probably encouraged her to get it on.
It says, guys, we have the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven on draft. My rep suggested I contact you to let you know we have it. Personally, I'm asking if we could get a shout-out, mostly because I've listened to your show religiously for over 10 years.
Thank you.
And would love hearing my name on the radio. Ha, 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 ha. I remember when the first Men's Room Red came out, I went to try to find it. I don't even like beer. If you could do me this great salad, you would make me a very happy girl. Anytime you come in, your beer is on me. That from the lovely Holly.
We need to make it a point to get over there then.
Yeah, so anybody just walk in there, tell them you're a member of the Men's Room, say hi to Holly, maybe get a free beer.
If she finds out you're lying, you get charged twice as much.
Exactly.
Anybody ever, well,
what?
I feel like throws a small advantage. Than most, but like, do people ever question you on it, Miles?
I don't really pull the card out.
Not that you pull it out, but sometimes it'll come up and people are like, you're not really them. And I'm like, yeah.
I had a brother reach out to me a couple of years ago. He's like, I am tall, I am black, I am tattooed, I am not you. But he went to some concert at a local club, not like T-Mobile or something. And he's like, dude, I got hooked up. And he's like, wait, so.
But that guy used to also wear like a KSW shirt because I did it to him
but
one
he
night.
Was, yeah. But he said, because I said, look, man, I don't care. Just be decent to people. It's like, dude, I was as nice as could be because people kept buying me shots and stuff. He's like, that was great.
Yes. And one more for you. Men's Room IPA from Black Raven is available at Bob's Burgers and Brew in Puyallup.
Oh, nice.
Go Ravens. That from Brack.
All right.
Like Shaq. There's a Bob's Burger in town. Who knew that?
And Brew.
And Brews. Obviously.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah, I think it's a decent chain.
Yeah.
Okay. A decent burger.
Man, I really want to go, but the powers that be are keeping me from going.
Why is that?
Those the domestic powers that be.
Because the powers that be just don't feel like Bob's Burgers tonight.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It can't be every night.
I know.
Coming up, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Now, the Men's Room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and let's just get to it. You might remember the story. I believe our very own Mike Hawk brought this one to us last week. But look, we're in week three of fantasy football season, and if anyone in your league is taking things too seriously to the point where they're making international threats, you might need to find a new league. So a 25-year-old dude from Philadelphia named Matthew Gabriel, he pleaded guilty to two counts of interstate and foreign threats after he made false tips to police in the U.S. and overseas, claiming his rival was a threat. You see, it all started last year when the two men had some kind of fantasy football argument in a chat. Now, it's unclear if it was some heated banter that got out of hand or if they were hotly debating a waiver pickup or something. Who knows? But Matthew knew the other guy was studying abroad in Norway. So he called the authorities there and made, quote, an anonymous tip that his rival was planning a mass shooting at a concert and a department store. Norway says they spent 900 hours of manpower investigating the case before they realized it was a hoax. Now, during that months-long investigation, Matthew did it again. This time, he emailed another fictitious threat, this time to the University of Iowa, and an account under another name he claimed the same fantasy football group member was threatening to blow up the school. Naturally, the FBI was brought in to investigate, and Matthew was eventually charged. He's scheduled to be sentenced in January of next year. He faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in federal prison and a $250,000 fine.
That's crazy.
Dude, it's fantasy football, man. I mean, the worst thing we're going to have to do maybe is dress like a penis, but you don't call them bomb threats.
Was there a money thing involved?
I do not know. No one's even sure what the argument was about initially, but they play fantasy football together, and homie lost his mind. Now we move on, and let's see here. A police watchdog group is looking into claims by a student that he was assaulted by a police officer after being wrongly suspected of dealing drugs. This happened over in England. So closed-circuit television footage shows a 22-year-old man, who they're only naming as Samuel, being repeatedly struck by the officer while face down on the ground. He says he had stopped to give change to a homeless person when he saw a man in a hoodie running toward him. So Samuel, he began running away from the man, but says he stopped as soon as he heard the guy identify himself as a police officer. In footage, it shows the student slowing to a stop and turning to face the officer, who immediately slams him into a wooden fence and then tackles him to the ground. He then aims 3 blows into the side of Samuel's torso before another officer arrives and assists in handcuffing him. Now, in the video that was shared on social media, Samuel says he was beaten up, treated like an animal, despite complying with the officer, and he suffered bruised ribs and a bleeding knee. So he was taken to the police station and subjected to what they call an enhanced search before being released. In case you're wondering, he was told to strip down and squat in front of officers, see if anything was in his rectum, and he described the experience as degrading. So in case you're wondering, yeah, it does suck. The police department in Northamptonshire, they claimed the student was seen to exchange a package which was suspected to be related to potential drug supply offenses. But he was released with no further action following the negative search because, again, he was being charitable and simply handed a folded bill to a homeless guy on the street.
Oh, my God.
There you go. That's his situation. Now we go to the fine state of Virginia. And when I say the fine state of Virginia, I'm lying. So a Virginia elementary school photographer lost her job after being accused of making improper remarks to young students. But probably not the type of inappropriate questions you're thinking. The principal of Chittum Elementary School in Chesapeake Bridge Outlaw, she said in an email that a photographer hired to take school pictures was escorted off campus for making inappropriate comments to students. Seems the photographer, who was not named by the school or the company officials, was employed by LifeTouch. That's a family and school photography service owned by Shutterfly. They've probably taken pictures of your kids, all right? Well, the parent, Rachel Field, she told a local news station that her son was sitting to have his school picture taken when the photographer asked him, quote, "Can I steal your identity?" Then she had a follow-up question, quote, "Can I eat your soul?"
Oh.
The mom says, quote, she asked him, "Can I steal your identity?" His response was just no. Her next question was, "Can I eat your soul?" And, you know, he was expressing it to us that he was crying. He was very upset. And he said, no. Her next question was, "Well, then what can I eat?" And he said, "Mommy, I didn't know what to say." So I said the same first thing that came to mind. I said, "You can eat noodles. You can eat noodles if you want to eat noodles." And, of course, the photographer's response was, quote, "Demons don't eat noodles."
Jesus.
Yeah, wow. I don't know what's going on there. So the mother, who initially sounded the alarm about the remarks and a since privatized Facebook post, also thanked the elementary school for their swift response. They were like, as soon as they got word, they had said, "Okie dokie, maybe you should leave." So late last week, a Shutterfly spokesperson told the local news the photographer involved in the incident was no longer employed as a photographer by LifeTouch, and an internal investigation is underway. I mean, I guess if someone's going to make inappropriate remarks to my kids, I guess that's the best that they could do versus where your mind initially goes.
Yeah.
So, again, we have the guy that called international bomb threats and all this based on his beef with a fantasy football player. We have the cops. Fantasy football foe, yeah. We have the cops in England that ended up beating the piss out of this guy, put him through the surgery, got to squat and try to poop out whatever you might have, only to find out that he was giving money to a homeless person. And finally, the weird-ass photographer in Virginia who asked a small child, can I eat your soul? Kind of steal your identity? And when he said maybe eat some noodles, came back, well, demons don't eat noodles.
How old was the kids he was harassing?
It's elementary school, so the oldest is 12, maybe. But I get the sense, when you're saying mommy, that and tells noodles. Me you're probably single digit.
Okay. All right.
It's a weird day,
so,
man.
Yeah. I mean, the Philly guy with the fake threats.
Yeah.
Just based on manpower alone.
900 hours of normal.
That's not good because you're wasting a bunch of people's time who have a very important job to do. All right. The officer in England, he tackled, ran down, and beat down a 22-year-old for absolutely no reason. That involved physical violence, and then he was humiliated when he got to the
Well, he arrested him, too. Strip searched him.
Yeah. And the kid did comply. I mean, it was on the video. Like,
right. Yep.
And keep in mind, the cop, it was an undercover cop, so I don't know about you, but if I'm in the middle of the city and a dude charges toward me in a hoodie, it's going to be fight or flight, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And as far as photographers go, you know, they're like magicians. Something weird's going on. Not all of them.
I don't believe that at all. But I don't believe that.
You never know. I mean, I've been to Olin Mills a few times, and the guy was just weird. That's because he wore a bow tie, which I thought was strange.
You can say that about radio. You had a guy ripped off foreskin masturbating and a dude that drove naked covered in baby oil and cocaine.
I totally agree.
And I agree with both of those things.
I totally agree. Like, no. We're in the same boat. But I'm going to say the photographer at the elementary school, he sucks the least.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the cop that tackled the dude, then arrested him, strip searched him, all that stuff. Like, that's the worst. Just because the guy's completely innocent.
Sure.
You
think that's worse than fantasy football, dude? I mean, look, man, I know what you're saying.
I mean, look, the fantasy football guy ate up resources.
Yeah.
But I mean...
But you're shutting down...
That 22-year-old guy in England, like, he could be traumatized by this.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
So can the fantasy football guy who now has an international incident on his record.
Yeah, but he did it.
Well, no, not that. That
oh,
the
you mean the person
of
he
it
was,
doesn't,
the
but
correct.
Of it,
yeah.
I would think like more like if I went to the University of Iowa, right? Because I was the second place. He said the guy there's a bomb threat or something. Like I'm a student there. I don't know either of these guys. I'm just trying to go to class or work off my hangover. And it's like, wait, I have to evacuate because of what? Calling my parents. My parents are.
Was
working.
There any reason they picked the school?
I think he just picked random places. That's the best I can tell, man. There's no rhyme or reason.
Okay.
The guy was overseas, so I don't know what the University of Iowa would have to do with it, but.
I'm with Miles. I don't know, man. I know a lot of photographers. Most of them are super cool, right? Mike, Matt, they're all dope.
Yeah.
But I feel like the guys that just do private stuff can be a little creepy.
Thank you.
And weird.
Yep.
So, yeah, but and I feel bad for those kids because that's weird. You got to have that conversation.
That is weird.
But at the end, like, he was just being... Don't ask those questions.
Okay. Right.
Just weird.
Yeah. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Show of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, check out a minute. We'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
I like it. Thank you, Miles. New research has shown that women in more conservative areas that abstain from sex before marriage are more likely to engage in premarital anal intercourse.
Wait, who?
Women in more conservative areas that abstain from sex before marriage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's a loophole. Which,
is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
The loophole. Yeah.
You would experiment in the loophole?
Man. I've heard that so many times.
I will say.
Just because the thing is, like, we want to have sex, we can't have sex, but it's not technically sex. It is if we go back door. It's like, it's still sex. I have a name for it.
God's not big on loopholes. He's not big on technicality. Actually, you know, like, no, you still did the bad. So, if you're going to do the bad, man,
all the dudes are like, shh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, as I say, like, I went to Catholic school, so it wasn't unheard of. But I definitely knew a girl that was, she would do something else, but never had sex. But I mean, like, she did that. You know, it's like the movie Clerks.
Yep.
No, it's a high number. Yeah. Somebody will get that reference point.
Exactly.
Yeah. There was a high school in Baltimore. It's still there. It's Mercy High School. It's all girls, female. All female Catholic school. And when we got to high school, you did not interact with them much. But I do remember a buddy inviting me to a party. I'm like, man, I just don't know if I'm feeling it. He said the Mercy girls will be there. I'm like, I'll be there.
Cool.
I mean, it's just that is shooting fish in a barrel.
Right.
I mean, okay.
Well, that's what
wherever you want it to go, just let me know, man.
Right. I was literally talking about this Friday night. Because anytime I bring up going to an all-boys Catholic school, people always go, oh, I could never do all-boys. It's like, right. But you got to understand, for somebody like me, in a lot of us, it was like an advantage. Because when we showed up to those other parties on the weekends, and we didn't party with our sister school.
Right.
We'd show up to the other co-ed schools. Like, we were like the hot commodity.
Sure. Yeah. You were the gaggle.
I understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
New data shows the top state in the U.S. for cocaine use.
Ooh, Florida. Let me guess. Hold on.
Florida, Miles. Ted.
I mean, I would say California.
California.
New Jersey, based on personal experience.
Back on top again, Colorado.
Really? Huh.
So apparently they held the record for a while there. Huh. They got dethroned by
New York. Do they have like top five? Or is it just they're just telling
they
the
did.
Lord?
You know what? Hang on one second. I
I'm just curious. Because
to me, when you say Colorado, I'm not saying I don't think about drugs. I just think of marijuana and psychedelic mushrooms.
Yeah, sure. But also when I think of Colorado, there's nothing against Colorado, but when they bring up cocaine and people that do it on the regular, it's people getting things done, moving fast. Doesn't mean they're doing things they should be doing, but Florida, in its own way, kind of fast-paced. New Jersey is exceptionally fast-paced. Mm-hmm. California is just California. But Colorado, hey, man, we're chilling out.
I'm always shocked how laissez-faire the English are about it.
That's just like their party drug, right? Like, oh, man, just do a little bump.
Going on vacation. Why not?
Dude, it's not even that. It's just like, go to the pub, get some, you know, Friday night, like, get some pints. Like, should we get a bag?
Yeah, and it's not even something they really hide from their kids. It's more like, much like in the U.S., you tell your kids, hey, man, don't drink until a certain age.
Yeah.
You can't do a bump until you're at least 15. Come on.
Yeah, it's wild. Let me look.
We're dying to know.
I know. I'm the same way. I was like, what are the other states?
It's the second time in 3 years that they've topped the country. Let's see here. There we go. Okay. So in this, according to this survey, your top ones, which this, you know, they're using numbers from 2023 when Colorado was not on the top, but they got D.C. had the highest rate.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
Vermont.
Wow.
Or Vermont.
I never.
New York.
Yeah,
okay, I can see that. Maryland.
Yeah, I can see that.
And Massachusetts.
I can see that.
However,
Vermont's the only one that kind of surprised. Like, D.C., like, yeah.
Any ideas, according to this study, on the bottom states? the lowest rates of
Utah,
cocaine use.
Wyoming.
Utah is the number two. No, Idaho, Wyoming's not other. Idaho is, by the way, Texas, number one, the least cocaine use.
I can believe that, because you know, they eat. I know that sounds stupid. Cocaine is kind of an appetite suppressant. I'm telling you, you get to Alabama.
I hate cocaine.
Texas,
it makes me stop eating biscuits and
Louisiana.
Gravy.
I mean, like, eating is culture, man. But I ain't doing that drug. Not because I don't like it.
You don't enjoy fine Colorado cuisine?
I haven't.
Chaz, what do we eat in Colorado?
According to him, his wife's cooking.
Denver omelets.
Some of those states is too hot, too.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, you don't need to sweat more when you're in Texas.
Doesn't stop them in Miami.
Yeah, they don't.
If his wife's cooking is half as good as her baking, she makes phenomenal food.
I just assumed
her cookies were unreal.
Oh, my God.
What's a Texas breakfast?
Biscuits and gravy?
No, they don't do that.
Honest to God.
Breakfast tacos.
In my experience, now, I guess you can go to restaurants and find out, but since I have family there, I'm always staying with them. Your breakfast is leftovers from the night before, so you're eating more ribs. Maybe you skipped the potato salad, right? But seriously, but the meat is your breakfast, and then they might make biscuits or grits to go with it. Yeah.
Okay.
But your protein, for the most part, it's like, we still have 475 ribs left.
That would be great in an omelet.
When
I was in Austin, that's all everybody talks about is breakfast tacos, but it's usually brisket.
Brisket meat, barbecue sauce. Ooh. Yes, sir.
I've never been to a place where people cook meat the time.
Have you guys had the barbecue tacos from downstairs yet?
I have. Ted was just going on about them. Get
some of those.
I haven't had the breakfast ones. I get the regular ones.
Boy, get the breakfast ones. They're good. A concerning flatworm species is showing up in the southern U.S.
Is there a non-concerning flatworm species? I've never heard flatworm and they're awesome.
And they called it concerning. Okay. So
why is it concerning?
It's invasive. It's probably killing things that we like. I'm not working on it, man. I'm not looking at this stuff because you know why?
You should do this on national TV. And why is that, Mr. Hart?
I don't know. It's killing stuff. It's invasive. What do you not like? It's doing that.
Tonight at 7 p.m., KISW airs its annual event known as I'm Listening, a program designed to remove the stigma associated with talking about mental health. That very program is captained by our very own VD, who painstakingly orchestrated most, if not all, of the elements of this event and captains the ship as it airs across the nation from Mission Control in New York City. In the midst of doing all that, he still finds time to give me a helping hand with the intros for the Men's Room Top 10, and seeing as it's National Psychotherapy Day, he did find a rather fitting topic.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 rewarding benefits of therapy. I've been in therapy for some time. Can't you tell by my rosy disposition? Let's just take a moment to say that therapy doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you at all. But it's a great source for finding tools to help you get through whatever it is you're going through. Maybe you can start by listening to our mental health and wellness conversation. I'm Listening. Tonight at 7, right here on KISW. And since you're listening to this show, you know they all need professional help in so many areas of their lives.
I don't know what you're talking about, VD. I'm fine.
All right, full disclosure, I saw my therapist this morning.
Right.
He's going to need one. Mm-hmm. VD is... Think about the person in your family or the friend, the last person on earth that you know would be comfortable in Manhattan. VD is that guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love it when he goes.
You know what he loves? Big crowds, large cities.
Being around lots of people.
That's right.
Hearing them. Being asked random things by strangers.
Right. Being stood next to.
Buying fake Rolexes from Naked Cowboys.
New York City, it's made for VD.
So these are the benefits of therapy. They give you a couple honorable mentions there. It's actually a list of 15. They talk that the benefits. You overcome past hurt or trauma, which you figure would truly help you there. Mm-hmm. Learning to handle your emotions, better mental health, improved physical health, and better productivity at work. So these are the benefits of therapy for those of you that might be on the fence. Alter negative behaviors. Like our thoughts, sometimes our behaviors become detrimental. They can keep us from living a positive and healthy lifestyle. Maybe you struggle with addiction or you tend to self-sabotage. selfish. Or there are other negative ways that you behave. Therapy can help you alter those behaviors that are having a negative impact on your world and relationships.
I will vouch for that. I always tell people, man, how'd you end up homeless? I'm like, it was 100% my own fault.
Right. I did stupid.
I had to correct myself when I was out there. There you go. Like, all right, man, you figure it out.
You change your negative emotions and thought patterns. What we think, we manifest it. If you're consumed with negative emotions and negative thoughts that are interfering with your life, therapy can help. You learn to first identify what you're doing and then begin to retrain your brain to think about and approach situations differently. Anything from facing conflict to addressing your fears and breaking dysfunction in your relationships can be addressed through the therapy sessions. It works by changing negative thoughts and negative thought patterns.
That might also include, if you're a Ravens fan, or fourth quarter defense.
I'm saying right now,
that is the bane of my existence right now.
You know, and that's something that I
life is good, but life is good. And somehow the Ravens' fourth quarter defense, if there's one constant, like, negative filament in my life right now, it is that. If you said, dude, what are you mad about? Like, stuff happens every day.
Sure.
Most of it is what it is. Like, the Ravens' defense.
But you channel it all in your hatred of the Ravens' defense.
I do.
you ever had that blow up that's like, well, they didn't deserve all that. We're like, well, I'm getting some stuff out, okay? And they're on the other side of a TV screen. I don't care.
I mean, that's a problem sometimes with sports, right? Like, if you're bad for so long, then people stop caring.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. Benefits of therapy. Stronger relationships. Therapy can help improve relationships by providing individuals with the tools to communicate more effectively, set healthy boundaries, and work through conflicts. Through therapy, you can gain insight into your own patterns of behavior and communication, which can lead to more fulfilling and satisfying relationships with friends, family, and romantic partners.
Yeah. I mean, especially romantic partners. My wife and I, we used to fight a lot. Then we got to the point, we looked at each other, and I said, are we going to get divorced over this? And if the answer is no, we drop it. And you can still stew a little bit, but like,
sure,
do not magnify this. Keep it, you know, what it is.
Well, and you don't keep things hidden. You don't keep things buried down. If you've got a problem, I want to hear about it, because either I'm going to tell you to go pound sand.
My
or
wife
I'm
must
fix
be
it.
Seeing a therapist. She'll let me know quick.
Well, it's tough, too, to know nobody thinks they're doing the wrong thing.
Right.
Sure. Right? Like, what's the old adage? Like, the hardest advice to take is to take your own advice.
Yep.
There
right?
You go.
It's easy to give it out.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Hell, if I took my own advice, I'd be a multimillionaire by now.
Learn to find healthy, positive support. Having the right support to get through those tough periods in life can be a game changer. If you have a difficult time finding a strong support system, you hate asking for help, or you tend to attract toxic relationships that don't add value to your life, therapy might actually be able to help. During mental health treatment, you can focus on changing the behaviors and thought patterns that you currently exhibit, which are likely contributing to any difficulties that you're having. Mm-hmm. Right. Find the support that you need. Somebody that might be able to guide you in certain ways that you didn't think about before.
Well, and problems too, right? Like, there's a famous book on this, right? Like, somebody could be, like, in a life or death situation. That's a very serious thing. Now, your issue might not be life or death, but to you, it's the only issue you have. So it's very serious.
Correct.
Right? Like, your brain kind of makes it.
On.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. Too often, we hide our issues with other people because, well, I'm not going through what you're going through. So I'm not going to complain to you about what I've got going on. But it's still the biggest issue that you've got going on in your life.
Correct.
Benefits of therapy. Developing coping skills and strategies. Having a plan of action is key if you want to face any of your mental health challenges head on. Mental health therapy teaches you how to develop strong coping skills and strategies. Armed with these coping strategies, you'll be able to offset things that are holding you back in your life. When you know how to positively and productively work through issues and problems, you'll be able to grow and overcome just about any of life challenges that stand in your way.
One of my favorites is just taking a walk or going to the gym. Then reevaluate.
There you go.
So just give my mind a little time.
Right.
And get some physical activity in, then sit back down and start from square one again.
Amen. Amen.
That tends to clear my head to the point where I make a better decision.
Give your mind time to absorb the impact of whatever that is going on, and then now that you've had time to basically dissect it, now you can figure out how to beat it.
And the walk or whatever sometimes just takes the mind away from it.
100%.
Just like going to the gym, and then you have more of a clear mind.
Yeah. You can increase your self-awareness. Therapy is a great way for individuals to better understand themselves, including their emotion and mental health, life experiences, and overall behavior. Through self-reflection, you can discover how your own thoughts, emotions, and patterns may be preventing you from moving forward in life and leading to a healthier, happier lifestyle. We sabotage ourselves frequently.
I think most people sabotage themselves more than other people sabotage themselves.
Right.
Right. I mean, I just think it's a human condition.
Shocking, therapy can help treat mental health conditions.
Well, you hope so.
It can be effective in treating a number of mental health conditions, including anxiety and depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and more. Putting your mental health first and getting the help that you need is a sign of strength and something to be proud of. Don't be embarrassed if you're asking for help.
Yeah. And some of the stuff, honestly, that happens to people is so traumatizing. Like, their mind just puts it somewhere deep. You don't even know.
Jump down.
You don't even know why. I'll use a lighter example, but you don't know why you hate pigs. You just hate them.
Right.
Right? Now, you might have been attacked by a pig when you were a child, and you just kind of left it out of your memory.
I get that. Some
well, the other stuff's going to be horrible.
I know, right? I know.
I'll go with, you hate pigs.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to bring you out of this with bacon therapy.
Screw those pigs. You learn to resolve conflict. If you find it challenging to successfully handle any type of conflict in your life, therapy can be beneficial. Working with a mental health professional, you can learn how to set healthy relationship boundaries, be direct with your needs, and confidently ask for things that you hope to get out of relationships and situations. Conflict resolution is an important skill for any person to learn, and the stronger you become, the better you'll be able to deal with many other aspects of your life. And then this is the final benefit here of seeing a therapist. Shocking, it can help you improve communication skills. It can help you with it can help you learn how to have healthy, productive, and positive communication skills. Being able to effectively communicate in a healthy way means that you can successfully navigate virtually all areas of your life. Whether you tend to shy away from confrontation, get angry too quickly, or feel anxiety when you're having a direct conversation, therapy can help you gain the skills that you need to feel confident anytime that you're communicating with others. Sometimes people bury what it is that they feel for so long because when they do finally talk about their feelings, it's too much for the people that they're talking to. They say it in a way that that is embarrassing. They say it in a way that is not helpful and it's not healthy enough to where the other person finds a way to communicate it back to them. This can help you find a way to properly tell people, I have a problem with what it is that you're doing.
And if you're on the other side, just listen. You're not going to have all the answers.
Right.
But just listen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there you go. Again, one more time. I'm Listening is going to be broadcast on these airwaves tonight at 7. You can also tune in on the Odyssey app. Take a listen to it. Let's remove the stigma of talking about mental health.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A woman in Ireland had a horrible time at a friend's wedding, and I'll tell you all about it at 550 Miles.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 550. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to Drag Attack?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Fanatics, as in the global leader in licensed sports merchandise. Or a sports fan know it, the people who made my hat. Now, that said, it's not just hats. The folks at Fanatics, they make hats, jerseys, headwear, and hard goods for pretty much every major sport league in the country, as well as Nike and a handful of colleges and universities. And one of those teams is the Oakland, soon-to-be Sacramento, and then-to-be Las Vegas A's. So Fanatics, they offered A's fans the official, quote, new era green team Shadow 950 snapback hat. And it features the team's logos, three of them, a capital A followed by an apostrophe S, as three separate images crossing the front of the hat. And according to them, it's supposed to have a 3D effect. But the end result is that the hat very clearly and quite simply reads ass. And that is all it says. There's no...
What are the S's for?
It's the apostrophe S. So what they did...
Oh, they like trailing off A's, A's, A's.
Right. So they do the... If you're facing someone, you're facing them, the initial logo, A apostrophe S, is on the top left of the front of the cap.
Okay.
And then it trails down diagonally toward the bottom right. But the way they fade out, they don't fade the S's as much as they fade the A's, except one of the S's. So honest to God, and this thing, it's legitimate. You can order it. But when you look at the hat, it just says ass. And somehow it...
That times out perfectly.
That's kind of the point that everyone made. They said, look, we don't know if Fanatics did this on purpose. I believe they did, because there's no way you could look at this and not just see the word ass. But considering what's going on with the team, they feel like people in Oakland will probably buy more than people anywhere else.
Last home game is tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at the Coliseum?
Yep. Then Sacramento next year, and then Vegas, I believe, the year after that. But if you can't, get yourself an ass hat. Let people know where you stand.
All right, yeah.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze. Thank you, Trung Lee, for sending that my way. Because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.